every weekend at the same time, we just have fun, man. This is a time, it's free of stress, free of politics, no nonsense, we're just talking stories. And today, what I want to know from you, is we're talking about bad habits. Now, you see, bad habits, I have a problem with, because I feel like a lot of the things that we told are bad habits, or things that are bad manners, or things that we shouldn't be done. It's coming from a different time, you know what I'm saying? So I want to know, which are the ones that, what are the things that you do, that you enjoy doing, that somebody else might take, like as, how can I put it, that's a bad habit, so there's something wrong with what you're doing. Let me give you an example. Do you dip biscuits? Now you see, now this is one where I don't really care for people that dip biscuits. I'm very anti-dipping, right? But if you do it, I can see how you enjoy it. So, like, are you a biscuit dipper? Do you, when you finish eating chicken, do you crush the chicken bones? I don't do it, but like I see people do it, and it looks like they're enjoying doing it. So I want to hear from you. Are you a, if you're a chicken bone cruncher, tell me about it. Tell me why do you enjoy doing it. One that I do is I like to drink things straight from the fridge, like out the bottle. And I know some of y'all are like, you can't believe that. They start thinking about hygiene and how you were told you weren't supposed to do it. Let me tell you something. It is the best. Don't let no one tell you. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I know I shouldn't drink milk straight out of the bottle. I know that. I understand that. But it's my milk. It's my fridge. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I'm not hurting anybody else. You hear what I'm saying? So, and ice water. No, you drink ice water straight from that ice water bottle in the fridge. My man, there's nothing you can tell me that is better than that. So I want to hear from you. What do you do that you enjoy doing, but if another person saw you doing, might think that it's like a horrible, uncultured, bad habit thing to do? Send me a WhatsApp. Now, if you're just jumping in our conversation today, we're talking about bad habits. Well, the bad habits that other people think that you have and the ones that you enjoy, right? So I gave the example of dipping biscuits. Mishka says, I dip biscuits, yeah, but I don't really like it when someone chews loudly with their mouth open. Now, no, like, especially when I was young, like, that was an instant hiding, eating with your mouth open. And I get what you're saying. I see, I'm 100% with you, Mishka. It's a terrible habit, right? But I actually do know someone who I can't mention because they're closer to me than I'd care to say, who eats with their mouth open. Not all the time, like, not when they're eating food. But they say, like, when they eat popcorn or, like, chips or something, then they really they like to get the crunch going. I'm like, yo, I don't know how I feel about that. But they are convinced that it makes it taste better. I'm telling you, I don't know. That's what they say. I'm not saying anything about that, right? And, hey, Cliffy hit me with a call back to yesterday. Cliffy says, Neil, please read this. I will, Cliffy, because you asked nicely. Google was right. Man United beat Liverpool again yesterday. Ah, Cliffy, you see now, you're starting with the politics. This is a politics-free show, yeah, Cliffy. We don't discuss sensitive topics, and that is a sensitive topic. And, Mishka says, I sometimes like to bite my nails. And everyone, okay. And I love listening to rock and metal, and that's a problem to some. I don't know. Like, that's like music preference. I don't know if somebody should really have a problem with that. I don't know if I'd care if somebody was interested in what music that I like. You get what I'm saying? But the biting nails thing, I don't know. I feel like that's a terrible habit. I feel like it's a terrible habit. How would you enjoy that, though? Like, what does it do? Does it pacify you? Does it make you feel good? That's the part that I'd like an explanation for. And just to move off, to go back to the old school, I don't know if you remember the Yogi Sip used to come in a box before. Like, now it comes in a bottle. Before, it used to come like in a carton. And I had a friend that used to crack the whole box of the Yogi Sip open and literally lick, like, get every last drop of the Yogi Sip out. Yo, that was the craziest thing. But he enjoyed it. Like, he used to rush through the Yogi Sip just so he can get to the part where he bust the whole box open and lick it like a cat. That was the Mac and said the people, she was told that it's a bad habit to bite your nails because apparently people bite their nails when they're nervous or something. So I'm not sure. I just do it. I don't have a reason to do it. I'm trying to stop though. I have actually heard that, and I heard that it's like a coping mechanism, like to help you get over like a stressful situation, that people will bite their nails. I don't see like what's wrong with that. I think that's fine. But this is a ripper. I was talking about how the Yogi Sip used to come in a box before. Someone sends your name. Someone sends a message saying the thing I'll never forget is the Steri bottles. a steady bottle cut me, I won't say where, once looking at a kite and I was running down the road and I fell and the bottle burst. And you sat on it. Yo, that's crazy, bruh. Steady bottles out here trying to kill us. Oh, bad habits. The bad habits that people have and the ones that you have that you actually enjoy. Regardless of the fact that people think that they're bad habits. Let's just start off here with some honesty. How's this voice note?
Morning, Mr. Green. I can tell you a bad habit that all radio DJs have that probably drives every single listener insane. When you guys cut your songs off a little bit too early, when there's still a bit too much of that song left, you guys cut it short, you start talking into it and things like that.
Oh, let me tell you something. Anytime you're listening to the radio and you hear that happen, I'm telling you a secret now. Don't tell the other DJs I told you this, right? Anytime you hear that happening on the radio, that means something happened. Listen, we will never cut a song short unless the panic has kicked in and something has happened and you just realized you didn't do something you were supposed to do or something like that. So there's that. I got a message here that says from Tinkerbell in Ulundi, who says, my sister has an eye problem. So she always has like this thing coming out from her eye. So she picks at it with her fingers, which is not normally a problem because it's a medical condition. But what irritates me is when she plays with it. Like, you know, sometimes like as a habit, her habit is to play with it. And she says, and depending on the time, it can be quite disturbing. Like when we're at the table eating. That's a tricky one, Tinkerbell. We have to be sensitive to the fact that it's a problem. But I see what you mean. Oh, that's a bad one. How's this voice note from Ian?
It's Ian from Richards Bay. I have two strange ones for you. I had a roommate that stayed with us and he liked Parmesan on his oats, and my nephew, he takes a bar one, puts it in a bun, melts it in the microwave and eats it. Cheers, enjoy the day, good show.
Thanks Ian, we will enjoy the day, you as well. Bar one in a bun, yeah? I'm not going to say, I don't know if I'm against that. Maybe I'm going to try it. Parmesan on the oats is a hell of a one though. But like, look here quickly. We got probably just a few time to discuss a few more of your strange ones. And Savitri Mudli says she's an ice crusher. Yeah, forgot about that one. That's a popular one. Savitri says she can get through a tray of 12 cubes chewed in no time. That's impressive and disturbing. But I know lots of... Oh, and Team Biscuit Dippers is back. Shay Gowden says she's also Team Biscuit Dipper. I'm very anti-biscuit dipper, but that's your thing. One that I do want to discuss, though, that's considered a bit of a bad habit or bad manners by some people that I think is ridiculous is eating with your hands. Do you know how delicious it is to eat with your hands? There's certain things that actually taste better when you eat them with your hands, besides the fact that eating with your hands is just, it's just more convenient. I see some of y'all trying to eat a chicken drumstick with a knife and fork. Y'all being weird. Eating with your hands is not weird or bad manners or a bad habit. I just want to wrap up here very quickly. We've been discussing bad habits that you have, right? And the ones that you enjoy and that you're never going to stop. And Carmelita Paul has also come in for Team Chicken Bone Cruncher. I'm still waiting for one of y'all to explain it to me, how it works. Or maybe I must just try it myself and then I'll know the situation, right? I was saying that I don't think eating with your hands is a bad habit. I think it's a good way to, you know, consume food. Something tastes better. Here's a classic example here. Levan says, my boss eats a bunny chow with a knife and a fork. Now, I'm not one of those people that's going to tell you it's wrong to eat a bunny chow with a knife and a fork. In fact, I am. It's wrong to eat a bunny chow with a knife and fork. I have no comeback there. That's crazy. And then Natasha says, hi Neil, I have this friend that has the most irritating habits. For example, when I'm talking to a person, she will come out of nowhere with something or the other to show that person on her cell phone. And then, in the middle of our conversation, there's the two of them giggling, while most of the time, myself and the other person were talking about something serious. So now, I just walk away and I don't finish what I was saying. That is crazy. That's also a bit passive aggressive from you there, Natasha. But at the same time, I understand how frustrating that must be for you to have to deal with all the time. Right. Oh, no name here says, I drink cold drink straight from the bottle because I stay alone. 100%. You don't even have to tell me that I stay alone part. Friend, I drink cold drink straight from the bottle. I drink all drinks that come in glass, especially straight from the bottle, because it tastes more delicious. You know, I don't feel like we have to explain that to anyone. Here's a crazy one, Ezra.
Morning, how are you? My bad habit is eating from the pots. And my name is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. So you eat straight from the pot. I don't know. How that must be delicious. My wife was shouting at me the other day because I was frying bacon and I was tasting the bacon. You have to make sure the bacon's handed as you transfer. As you're frying and you transfer it to the plate, you must taste it and just say, you know, whether it's cool for everyone. Some bad habits that are coming here that can't be discussed on the radio. So I'm going to leave that for now. Just a weird one I want to talk about before I go. Like what I've seen. Remember when you're small and some people used to take the Tropica or the juice and they used to bite the bottom of the Tropica and then eat it that way. That was crazy. And then the people used to lick the cream out of the fresh cream donut. That's mad. It's like you're eating a hot dog after you ate all the cream. Even broken biscuits, I wasn't a fan. I never got it.